One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I don't necessarily sit in my room and be like, I wish like a baddie would kill me.
This one just says, you are gay with Jake Weber.
Okay. That's super true. We've kissed twice. That's kind of gay, I guess. I do, unfortunately, dress like this. I'll work out and I'll just be in my skinny jeans and my boots still.
You're working out in skinny jeans and boots?
Yeah.
We need to have a talk. I'm Anthony Padilla, a recovering emo. And I'm sitting down today with Johnny Gilbert, the current god king of emo, to address your assumptions about what it means to be emo. Hello, Johnny. Thank you for joining us today.
Anytime.
The first thing people think of when they talk to you is it always emo.
Yeah.
Emo.
Yeah. It's been my brand at this point.
It's like your entire identity.
I mean, I'm fine with it, you know? It's a thing.
I interviewed you here 5 years ago.
Jeez.
About being emo.
I was thinking it was like 4 years ago. Time flies.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're still emo?
I still am. If anything, it's probably gotten worse.
Worse?
I think so. I mean, I'm getting more tattoos.
The amount of tattoos is the amount of emo?
I think, like, to the average human being, it adds to the aesthetic of what people assume emo is, yeah.
Can you define emo? I feel like...
No.
Is there a definition? Because I feel like I can't even say I was emo, because I almost feel like you can't claim you're emo yourself.
I feel like it's just so meshed at this point. Like, everyone has their own definition of all these things nowadays, and I've never really tried to define myself as emo. I just naturally fell into the alternative scene, and it's just kind of what people have labeled me as, and then I used it for YouTube titles because why not?
Because it gets clicks.
Yeah. I mean, it used to. I don't know how much now. We'll see.
Because when I interviewed you, I feel like the emo scene was starting to kind of dry up in a sense.
Yeah, it was.
But I feel like it's come back.
It has. I think, if anything, it's possibly at like an all-time high.
And that brings us to our first assumption, and that's that emo is making a comeback.
Yeah.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, I just heard that Warped Tour is coming back, so.
Oh, shit.
That's a big deal. I mean, Warped Tour was like a tour that was generally around the alternative scene.
Damn.
You look at music that's doing well. I mean, there's quite a lot of bands that are thriving. I would say it's doing pretty well.
I saw the music was starting to come back, but I feel like the style as well.
Yeah, definitely. Even with like younger people as well. So, I mean, there's... Mm-hmm. I think it's meshed into like the older generation as well, like still having elements of that aesthetic and also just listening or liking whatever they like. But also younger people are even kind of bringing back the scene look, you know, the RXD look, or even the whole straight up emo look,
etc. The RXD look. I feel like people don't even know how, like, at one point that was not ironic.
No.
That was just what people were saying.
People are still doing it, though. There's some people that are not ironically doing it.
People are saying RXD not non-ironically.
I say it sometimes.
Not ironically? The next assumption is that you're not really part of the scene. You're just a poser.
Okay. I don't care.
I think the fact that you don't care, like...
If I cared, like, that would...
If you cared, that would be a poser.
I just don't.
If you really cared, that would...
27, no. I don't care.
Yeah.
And even back in the day, I really did. The only thing I've ever really utilized the emo word for was for YouTube titles.
So who gives a shit if you're part of, like...
I don't know. Bored people. That's fine. I'll just be looking like this still and not using the word emo in my videos if that's what you'd like.
No, fuck them. Use the word.
Yeah, no, I will because, like, I mean, hey, got to get that monetization. I guess maybe it feels like to some people that it affects how they feel towards themselves.
Yeah.
Like being in a certain scene. But for me personally, if I didn't like something or someone, I just kind of mute them or take them out of my life and not
just don't give them attention.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. I would assume that if they care that much, they probably have some interest in what I'm doing.
I think a part of it is the visuals. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you'll get the tattoos, do the hair,
piercings,
get the piercings, put on the makeup, the rings, put on the jewelry.
Yeah.
I think it's because some people might be like, oh, that's just an outfit that you, or like a look that you think you should look like, so you fit into the scene, but you're just like,
I mean, I'm naturally blonde. I didn't grow up looking like this. I'll be quite honest with you. So I did have to develop my image that I felt comfortable with, and it kept on developing. I mean, you can look at photos of me when I was, you know, 12 and just starting to dye my hair brown and grow it out and stuff. It's like, yeah, I'm a human. Like, you develop, you find what you feel comfortable dressing as. It changes and constantly grow. And same with music taste and everything. That's just human. So
have people been like, why aren't you grown out of this yet?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Do people think this is like something only young kids can
do? Absolutely, yeah. I get that a lot. And I've always gotten that. But I think a lot of people would also be like, if I did grow out of it, they'd be like, why? So it's double-ended sword. I just kind of do what I feel comfortable doing and what I feel is me.
This assumption's going to stir something up.
I'm waiting.
This one just says, you are gay with Jake Weber.
Okay. That's super true. Sometimes me.
Did you say that's super true?
Yeah. Sometimes we're gay. We've kissed twice. That's kind of gay, I guess.
Well, it depends how you define the word gay.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, I honestly don't care. Like, I feel like a lot of my answers are like whatever about it. But no, I mean, if you want a real answer, no, we're not actually gay for each other.
Yeah.
Surprise.
People want it though. I think they want it.
Well, I'm still shipping Anthony and Ian. So.
Oh yeah, you want it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm writing fanfics.
Were you writing the E. Anthony fanfiction?
Mm-hmm.
How many of those have you written?
Probably like 30.
The one with the milk in the elevator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was you?
For sure.
Oh.
Of course.
Do you have the same fanfictions with you and Jake out there?
I don't write those ones. No, not about myself. That would be so weird.
Do people write them, though?
I'm sure.
You haven't seen any of them?
No,
that's
kind of
good.
It would have probably been a good video.
Don't look.
Really, it's not worth the video? It might encourage more.
It's worth the content, but it will encourage more.
Yeah.
Depends how much of it you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
But no, the reality is no. Neither me or Jake are gay lovers.
That brings me to our next assumption.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not even an assumption. It's just an opinion.
Okay.
The word emo is cringe.
I think it's probably, if anything, it's been cringe the whole time.
It's been cringe since 2005.
Yeah. It is cringe, sure, I guess. But like cringe is such a, you know, like it's just... I just couldn't imagine caring that much. I don't know if I care enough for this stuff. Like, it's just like, if you think it's cringe, so be it. But it's how people like to see things. Like, it helps them understand what something is.
Yeah.
So they have to kind of categorize it and label it.
Well, when someone says something is cringe, they want to reject it. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. It's kind of like what you were saying earlier. They're still giving it attention by rejecting it.
For sure.
But it's because they want to avoid being that way themselves.
Yeah.
So they say, that's cringe. But it's really what they're saying is, I don't want to be like that. I can't be like that. There's no way I could be.
There's also a really interesting line with cringe because I do videos sometimes where I'll watch people that are being cringy on like TikTok or something.
Mm-hmm.
A part of me enjoys that.
I feel like leaning into the cringe aspect of it is actually a sign of confidence.
It's like, for sure.
Like, I don't give a shit if you think this is cringe. I'm just being myself. You can think it's cringe or not. I don't care.
I mean, that's really brave. Like, it's like putting yourself on the line of just judgment and really being like, I have myself and allowing yourself to do that. So
let's see how much this one affects you.
Let's get it juicy.
Without this aesthetic, you'd just be another dude.
Yeah, probably. It definitely helps. I agree.
I mean, you kind of are just another dude even now, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, to a certain degree.
I would have a different aesthetic. Who knows? Maybe it would work better for me, but this is the one I fell into, so.
You'd be like pastel pink goth?
Maybe, yeah.
Pastel goth?
I might be. That might be the next, you know,
there's still room to evolve.
I don't see it happening, but it could, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way I look at it, too, like, there's, like, people that are still dressing the way that they've been dressing for years. Like, if you look at The Cure, like, Robert Smith, like, he's had the same look pretty much his whole life since he's been, you know, well known. And
right.
So I don't know. I try not to, like, when it comes to like rushing yourself out of a image that you enjoy, I try to just look at people like that and be like, he's made a whole career and like looks the same way. Like, so.
Yeah. I feel like at the beginning of me creating stuff online, I was really just in my own element. I was like, I'm going to look this way. I'm going to be this way. I'm going to straighten my hair, wear the studded belt and skinny jeans and all the like generic emo style stuff. I was like, this just feels right.
Yeah.
So I would do it. But I feel like at some point there was this period of time of, I don't know, like 5 to 10 years where I felt like I should be more broadly appealing. I really gave a lot of weight to the comments and the things that people were saying. Yeah. So I almost wanted to change myself.
Yeah.
To just be a little bit more,
I feel like generic. I feel like now you're at like a very good balance of like growth with like also keeping that style to a degree. Like you still, you know.
Yeah, I feel like in the past couple of years I've been like, yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to be myself and I really don't give a shit.
I see your Instagram stories. You're playing a lot of emo music.
I'm literally like, if this is who I am and you don't like it, awesome. That's great. I want less people in my life. I only want really important people in my life.
Yeah.
And it's like being authentic is almost that great filter. It's like
it is.
The people that don't like you are going to leave, and the like really beautiful gems that
make
you
want to stay.
Who you are, then you can have a deeper, closer connection with them.
Yeah, I agree for sure. And that's something I've been learning as well, is like kind of putting my foot down and being like, you don't have to be here.
The next assumption is that you're stuck being emo because it's your job now. It's part of your brand.
That's a pretty good one. I like that.
Do you feel stuck? Do you feel trapped?
I guess if I am, I'm like naturally just comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good question. I don't know. Maybe deep down inside there is possibly a feeling of that. Like, oh, this works and this is something that is comfortable and it is my brand. So yeah, probably a little bit.
Yeah.
I would say so. I mean, I definitely see myself eventually like changing my hairstyle and stuff and trying out different things. And I mean, I even have like dabbled a little bit in different hairstyles every now and then. But yeah, I mean, being stuck though, like that's a pretty normal feeling. I feel like if I didn't have this aesthetic, I'd still feel stuck in a, you know, different way.
Mm.
Maybe just with my career or with what I've done or the, you know, it's just, that's just natural to a degree.
Ooh, here's a good assumption. Johnny doesn't dress like this off camera. I only dress like this on camera.
I pretty much sleep in these clothes sometimes. Like, I'm the type of guy, like, recently, my girlfriend's been helping me, like, get my makeup off and be, like, skincare routine. But before that, I was, like...
You just sleep in your makeup?
Yeah, dude. Sleep in my makeup. Sleep with my reins on. No, I'm just kidding. Sometimes. Oh, I'm not usually that. Only on, like, when I've done, like, tours and stuff. That's when I really didn't give a fuck. And I would just be, like, in my belt still in skinny jeans.
Yeah.
But it's
super uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, I realized that. The older I get, I'm like, oh, wait, I should just not wear these while I sleep. So, but no, I do unfortunately dress like this. I'll work out and I'll just be in my skinny jeans and my boots still.
You're working out in skinny jeans and boots?
Yeah.
We need to have a talk.
No, dude, it's sick. Dude, okay, because if you think about it, I have to like change. Like I have to change my clothes and then change back into them. Fuck that. So I'd rather just be in my skinny jeans and just do it and be like, okay, well, I still worked out.
Does that impede your movement?
I don't think so.
You're like, yeah, it's normal to only have the flexibility to...
I mean, I'm
like,
just mostly...
You're like, yeah, I'm doing the splits, right?
No, I'm mostly just doing, like, pull-ups and stuff and, like, things like that. So it's like, the skinny jeans don't affect...
That's true. You don't want to work out your lower body because then you won't fit in the skinny jeans anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I got to keep those, like, Jack Skellington vibes a little bit.
Oh, that's a good assumption.
That I'm Jack Skellington?
that you can't change your body type.
Honestly, that's a great assumption, yeah.
That's my assumption.
I did have that feeling for a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, I want to get some muscle. So I've been working on trying to get at least a little more fit. I'm not like jacked or anything.
You have to get new clothes.
But, that's fine. Maybe it's time.
I remember it was a while where I was working with a personal trainer. I was like, but I don't want to work out my legs too much because I like these jeans a lot.
Yeah. I don't want to get rid of my jeans.
I don't want to get rid of the jeans.
I mean, I have had that thought where I'm like, there are certain items if I got, you know, more muscle or et cetera, that I would be like, oh, bummed about. But I don't know. I just got to take care of myself. I just want to.
You only hang out with your roommate for content.
No, I live with him. So we're always around each other. Before I lived with my roommate, we were, you know, just naturally hanging out and stuff. And then eventually we started dabbling and doing videos together and music and everything like that. But we spend a lot of time together just off camera as well. And we text and talk all the time. And so No, they're just my friends, and it kind of goes hand in hand. You're like, do we have moments where we're like, we're going to make a video together? Yeah, that's you know, how it goes. But
yeah, people would say the same thing about Ian and I. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we've talked a lot about how there were periods of time where we had more distance between us. But
I've definitely had that, like where I've had like, you know, a week or two where I'm more busy and we don't see each other and then we like film a video, or he's been more busy and stuff. But
a week or two. Did you ever have like 6 or 7 years?
6 or 7 years. Yeah. And then I started my own channel and then, no, just kidding. No, I didn't have that. Hopefully that doesn't happen. Doesn't sound fun.
Well, even then though, it's I feel like when you have a real friendship, it's not about the content. You know, the content is like an extra little thing.
I think the older I get, the more I realize I don't want that to ever interfere with relationships or friendships at all. Like, and if it starts to, quite honestly, I want to pull back on that. And I'd rather get less views just filming by myself and doing that and taking care of the people in my life when it comes to an actual relationship as friends.
You're annoyed with your fan base because they're too parasocial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell them this all the time. I'm highly annoyed by them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
What is the...
What, is that too dry?
No, I mean, it's real. It's real. People need to hear it. Like, what is the most common way that they overstep?
Well, I mean, I just recently announced, like, being in a new relationship and stuff. So that can be really frustrating due to the fact of people just thinking that they're going to have a chance with me is one way. And also just throwing negativity at the girl I'm with. Mm-hmm. I think that's just kind of disgusting. And I just don't like that.
Was it a big decision before announcing a relationship? Because that's kind of, you're not inviting it, but
you know,
in a
happen.
Sense, you know it's going to happen.
Yeah. The thing is like, I told her as well, I don't want to make this like a content thing, as I'm saying on camera.
but, as you're making content.
But it's like, it's kind of hard because it's a part of my life. Like, we're in a relationship. So therefore, the fact of like, wanting to post about each other and hype each other up and be supportive is just naturally something I want to do with somebody that I'm with. I'm excited to be with them. Yeah, some people will be like, why are you posting online if you don't want judgment? But that's just unfortunately how it's going to be for my life, because people already watch what I do and watch what she does and stuff. And I just don't like when people are just really judgmental and rude towards, especially my friends and people that I'm dating. So
people forget that the people that they're commenting on are real people. They're like, you're a brand, you're a persona, a character.
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't understand it. Like, it took me a long time to fully understand that people are people, like, that are, you know, in my eyes up here, and then I'm just me.
Were you parasocial?
I was like, no, I was a fan. I wasn't parasocial, I wouldn't say. I never had that entitlement of
you were like commenting on guys' girlfriends' pages.
No, and being like, oh my God, you should be with me instead. No, I was never like that. But I definitely was like a fan that was like, you know, excited about what a person that I'm into online was doing. I was interested. But yeah, no, I mean, with parasocialness, I mean, a large majority of my viewers are probably not that way, but there is a handful of them. And I do try to, especially nowadays, put my foot down and tell them, like, I don't approve of that. And if you are, you know, crossing a line, whether it's judging my friends or judging my relationship in a negative manner, I'm just going to block you, or I'm going to, you know, request that you do not do that, because it's fucking weird.
Shopping at Hot Topic is cringe. Why do people care so much?
That's the data.
Cringe. Why do people?
There we go. No, I mean, that's a good assumption, though. I mean, okay. I mean, I probably have moments when I was younger where I was like, Hot Topic's not cool to me anymore. But now I feel like the older I've gotten, actually, the more I'm like, oh, it's cool. Like, if there's something I like there, like, I'll go there. And they've always been a cool brand to me. They've always, you know, sent me cool stuff. And so I like, you know, working with them when they hit me up. And I don't know. I don't really, I don't think it's necessarily cringe. With any store, you're going to go and you're going to see items that you enjoy and items that you don't enjoy. So
Johnny only likes Hot Topic because he's in the pocket of big Hot Topic.
Yes. I mean, I would like them more if I am. Yeah, for sure.
If you dress emo, you're depressed.
Kind of goes hand in hand. I think just being depressed is just a pretty common thing in society. I don't feel like it's, oh, you dress a certain way, you're depressed. I mean, some of the most depressed people do not dress emo. Like,
they try to look normal.
Not that it's like necessarily a spectrum, but you know, yeah, people, depression is just so broad. Everyone has their moments. Some people have it more often than others. And you know, I think alternative fashion or music doesn't necessarily go hand in hand with it. I mean, unless if you're trying to be like stereotypical.
Yeah. I do feel like there is a level of being in tune with your emotions though. A lot of it comes with the the music itself.
Yeah.
And then the look reflects that.
Yeah.
But being in tune with your emotions doesn't necessarily mean that you're depressed, you know, because you'll go in and out, I'm sure.
It's hard to judge it really, like, too crazy, because it's just broad.
I was going to say, if you dress emo, you have been depressed at some point. I feel like everyone's been depressed.
Yeah, I also agree. Yeah, you probably have, but everyone has. And if you haven't, you're going to find a moment where you probably are, because that's just how life goes. I mean, you go to like a therapy office, you know, not everyone there is going to be emo.
That would be sick. I would go to that therapy office.
Therapy, and it's just like blasting Hawthorne Heights or something.
Therapy for emos.
That would be popping.
You romanticize death.
Could be cool.
Could be cool?
Yeah, maybe. It could be romantic. Yeah, Romeo and Juliet kind of vibes. That's kind of cute. I don't necessarily sit in my room and be like, I wish like a baddie would kill me. But I mean, there's some romanticness to death. I think in music, it definitely happens a lot. I mean, I wrote a song that was called like Angel of Death. And it's, you know, about like being attracted to someone and having like that feeling for someone, but also knowing that, you know, you're going to probably get hurt by them. So there is that. I mean, I don't necessarily think though that I guess it just happens more so for me with lyrics and writing than I guess just naturally.
In essence, it's almost poetry.
It is,
And your
expression.
You're expressing the full scope of human emotion.
Yeah, it's more so about emotion than it is about like the actual, if you were just to read like the lyrics and stuff and take it word for word, that's a lot more intense than like the emotional value.
Also, it's an outlet and it's not a representation of your entire being.
But I mean, I do like, you know, romantic dead things. I mean, like Corpse Bride and stuff, like, you know, so I don't know if that's like, I feel like a lot of people like that movie though. So
I do feel like Western culture kind of raises you to be afraid of death though. Mm. So I feel like even just kind of being okay with the idea of death is seen as like strange by most people.
Yeah. I'm like a coin. I flip up and down for that one.
Yeah.
Death is kind of spooky sometimes. And sometimes it's like, oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah.
So it's like, that sounds like, you know, not like in the negative manner, but just in the sense of like, oh, it's like calm. It's not actually a scary thing. So, you know.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Just depends on the day.
You'd rather be a full-time musician, but you're stuck doing YouTube.
Well, being a YouTuber does help fund my music because I'm an independent artist. I've chosen to do that because labels scare me. But no, I don't necessarily think so. I don't have to do anything. I do whatever the hell I want. So yeah. I like doing YouTube to a degree. I mean, obviously there's days and, years or whatever where I'm not as into it. But one thing that's always connected me to artists that I really enjoy is like their interviews and stuff like this, quite honestly, where you get to really see the person's personality. And even like with my silly videos, sometimes like I enjoy that. And I know like viewers probably enjoy that because it connects them to me as a human. And therefore my music will probably hit them harder as well.
YouTube allows you to do the music. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy doing both equally?
No, I definitely enjoy music more because music is like for me more, it's something that I would naturally do even without an audience. I would be doing that because I just get something out of it. It's my therapy. It really is. Mm-hmm. So just picking up my guitar and like trying to write something or just doing a cover, like I just naturally want to do that because it just calms me down and puts me at peace.
If you were able to, would you just do music?
No, I don't think so. I always want to keep like ideally, I've talked about it, like if I were to go on tours and stuff and try to take that route, it would definitely take away from my YouTube channel and like the consistency, but I would still want to, you know, have somebody come with me and maybe film, you know, the experience, and maybe it wouldn't do as well, but I would want to be doing it for the people that care about that. And I want to bring them along to the human side of me still. My favorite part about music is mostly the creative side of it and making the song happen. And then like it being able to reach anyone in the world. I think that's really cool.
Here's a good assumption.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Bro is bald wearing a silly wig. Do you get that a lot? To be wearing a wig?
No, but I am scared of balding. It scares the hell out of me. It
really
does. Yeah, but if I do hair transplant, for sure. Get some of my skin cut and put on my...
Are you looking at your grandparents and you're like, how much hair do you have up there?
Yeah, but it's like, it's so unpredictable. It really is. But my grandpa's still rocking some hair, so he's got like 3 strands or so, He's doing well.
I was just at my grandpa's funeral, open casket. He's 92. I was like, how many hairs you got there?
You're like, am I going to be balding? everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? You're like, trust me, it's important.
Trust me, it's important.
Got to make sure I can still have the emo. No, I'm not wearing a wig, though, but I have gotten that comment for a long time. And honestly, a thing that happened to me a lot is like when I was younger, I started dyeing my hair like brown and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I would film videos and my hair would like, you know, my roots would start showing of my blonde hair coming up. So I was like, oh my God, am I going bald? So now I'm just in a constant cycle of having to re-dye my hair black. So
how often do you have to dye it?
Probably at least once a month usually. And my hair is going to fall out.
Yeah.
It's done. I mean, I put hairspray in it. It's not safe.
What would you look like in your casket if you had an open casket?
Oh, I would love just a traditional suit. I like the black suit look. Yeah.
You're not going to be like,
no, I want like a nice suit, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I want someone to apply my eyeliner for me though.
Okay.
Yeah. And also put some mascara on there because I got the blonde lashes. And then, please re-put my piercings in if they take them out, you know, all that stuff.
They will. Yeah. Cause they'll scoop out your brain through your nose.
Oh yeah. That's annoying.
So they'll have to put the piercing back
in. I feel like we're past
brain.
That by this point.
What? Brain scooping?
Yeah. I feel like we could just like, we've done it before. We can like move on. We can like.
Oh, they have to do that, or else your body's gonna start smelling in the casket.
Like, who's gonna be looking at my casket though? Like, I mean, like, is it just for like the like funeral part?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that you start rotting quick. I was about to say, just bury me, you know.
Well, they usually have the funeral like a week or two after death. You know, you gotta get the family in.
Oh no, I want mine the day of.
Yeah,
I'm like, everyone, let's do this stuff.
Skinny jeans reduce your sperm count.
I haven't had a problem.
People used to say that to me. I was like, you know, it'd be awesome if I was infertile, actually.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Well, quite honestly, I think people think my skinny jeans are they look very tight, for sure.
They're stretchy, though. They're elastic.
Yeah, right? Like, it's not that bad. I promise. It's really not. I know like all the football players or whatever are going to be like, yeah, it is. But no, it's really not. Also, try them. You might look good in them.
Also, I feel like you got a problem if your skinny jeans are clasping your balls that tight.
Yeah, if you can see.
If you have a ball pouch.
Yeah, if you have the outline of it showing. Then they might be too tight, but
if it's perfectly and there's creases and it's like shrink wrapped,
yeah. Luckily, my skinny jeans are not like that, nor would I feel comfortable going in public like that. So.
Right. See, I might wear looser pants these days, but I do wear underwear that's where I suction all the air out and it shrink wraps my balls.
Okay, I was believing you for 10 seconds
because I want the discomfort of skinny jeans without the look.
That's really emo. That's like, I'm concerned. You should go to that emo therapist.
You're this way because you watched too many Tim Burton movies growing up.
I do have a few Tim Burton tattoos.
Is that Edward Scissorhands?
Sweeney Todd.
Oh, that's Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Well, this one's Edward, yeah.
Oh, you do have that too?
Yeah, probably. That definitely influenced me, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah?
It didn't help. Like that, I think a lot of things influenced me into this. That wasn't just music. Like when I grew up, I would like, you know, always be obsessed with like Goosebumps and stuff like that. And Tim Burton.
Reads Goosebumps once.
Yeah. I have a Goosebumps tattoo. I got like the, where is it? Is it on the side? One Night of Horrorland or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But yeah, no, film and all that stuff and TV shows, they definitely influenced, you know, the person that I am.
You were brainwashed by the media.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you know, Danny Phantom, cool emo hair.
Yeah.
All those type of cartoons. So.
And here's the last assumption. I Miss You by Blink-182 is constantly playing in your head rent-free.
I love that song.
I miss you.
It's a great song. Great video as well.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already. Wait.
The voice inside my.
My yed.
There you are.
My yed.
No, it's not constantly playing in my mind.
It's still a banger though. I actually listened to it the other day.
What's constantly playing in my mind is Sabrina Carpenter and Chapel Roan right now.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I know. Not very emo.
You're not emo.
And Spice Girls.
Oh yeah? Which one?
Tell me what you want. Which one you want. In the Spice World movie. See, I'm tapped in. Okay.
That's not emo. There's too much pink and pastel.
I feel like that's fucking emo.
Spice Girls?
I feel like me saying that is the most emo thing I could say.
That's
because,
true.
Like, I don't care.
That's so true.
I do not care. No, I don't, there's no thoughts in here. Or if there are, it's like overwhelming amount of thoughts that just become mesh and my brain just hurts.
So we have a tier list.
Okay.
Here, and I would like you to help me categorize these emo items.
Yes.
From S tier to F tier.
Mm-hmm.
First, we got studded belt.
I enjoy a studded belt still. I don't know if I would wear one nowadays.
God, I think I haven't worn one in like 15 years.
Yeah, I haven't worn one.
They're pretty nice though.
They're cool. They're fun. Like the little, like how they feel.
I never had the pink and black one though. I only had the like chrome, the metal ones.
Okay. I went with like just the straight up black like ones, like just straight up black. But
I wore mine so long that so many of them were falling out. In terms of like studded belt's connection with emo culture, I think you had to have one. So where would you put this on the tier list?
I think A is a good spot.
A sounds good. Straightened bangs over eyes.
What are you talking about?
Also, this kid that's the MySpace kid.
Is that Alex Evans? Is that his name or something?
I think it might be.
The Johnny Gilbert before Johnny Gilbert.
This was the original king of emo.
Wow.
MySpace emo scene, I guess. But yeah. I think this is, without a doubt, S tier.
It has to be.
I think it's absolutely necessary.
If you're thinking of like what people stereotypically think is emo, that is it. And yeah. I will never not be called emo because of it.
It just feels right.
I think S tier is S-tier. The right answer.
Yeah. S tier. Zebra striped highlights. This is also seen more than emo.
This is so seen. I would not classify this as emo.
I don't think so either. Yeah. I did date a girl with zebra stripes in her hair for like 3 weeks. It was awesome.
Yeah, I've been there, kind of. Not zebra stripes, but colored hair, yeah.
Close,
Yeah, I would say this is hard, honestly.
I'd say this is like...
I'd say C.
Yeah, I was going to say C or D, but I'm fine with...
Ooh, you were going to go with D.
Because I think this is...
Let's do D. Let's be vicious.
Let's be vicious. Because I feel like if you saw this now, you might not even think emo. You might just think like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, you're right. That's just so raw, XD. That's got to be D. Let's do D.
Oh, thick eyeliner.
That's Sonny Moore.
Yeah, it's Sonny Moore.
Thick eyeliner. Yeah, that's so important. I honestly think, like, not all the time, but I think everyone should dabble in eyeliner.
I never have.
What?
Can you believe that?
I feel like I put it on you in that one video for a second.
Oh, you
did. Really badly.
Yeah, but I'd never, it had never, it was never part of my
thing. You never legitimately tried it.
I always felt it changed my face in a weird way.
Dude, it would look sick. You gotta try it out.
Like with the shadow?
No, just like a little, like, I mean, that's what I'm wearing right now, just eyeliner.
You don't have any shadow on?
I just smudge it with my fingers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sometimes I wear eyeshadow, but it's like more prominent. I think thick eyeliner is pretty important.
I think Jack Sparrow ruined it for me.
But see, like, Jack Sparrow's kind of emo.
He was kind of an emo icon.
He drinks a lot. He parties. I guess that's
and
not emo.
And he was Edward Scissorhands. So.
He was Edward Scissorhands. Jack Sparrow was Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fair. All right. Where would you rank it?
I think I'll put it at A.
A?
Is that...
A's fine.
A's fine. I'm not going to put it at S because I'm taking what you said.
It wouldn't be S. I was going to say A or B. Let's right there in the middle.
A's fine. Okay.
A. Osiris shoes!
Are these oldest...
Osiris. Did you ever wear Osiris shoes?
What is Osiris shoes?
They're like the biggest, thickest skater shoes of all time.
Oh, yes. I think I know. Like, yeah, they're like, I mean, they're like DC shoes pretty much, but they're like chunkier.
They're even chunkier.
Yeah,
somehow.
I totally know those. Ooh.
I don't know. Those were seen at the time and they never came back. I think that's pretty low because I don't think that it wasn't super, super huge. I mean, it was for a minute and then it died off. And I don't think it's coming back.
I quite honestly would put it at F.
I think F.
Yeah, like I mean, I feel like if anything, it would be in the scene realm, but I still don't think it's like, that's not emo. F. That's not emo. I would never see an emo wearing that.
No. Snake bites.
Oh, snake bites are so emo.
Snake bites are so emo.
Is this snake bites or are these spider bites? I don't know.
That's spider, because snake
bites
are like,
okay, Jake Weber.
Effect. Yeah, I wanted that so bad as a kid.
They're sick.
I wanted it, but I know I can't have stuff in my lips because my teeth, I grind them. It's like, I think I would just be messing with it too much and biting it.
You chip your teeth.
Do you have chipped teeth?
No,
dude,
I don't think so.
Dude, that's crazy. Whenever I see someone with lip piercing, I'm like, they're going to chip their teeth. They're going to fuck their teeth up on.
Yeah. No, I don't, luckily. But snake bites, yeah, I think those are, I'd say those are pretty emo.
They're pretty emo.
Yeah, I feel like spider bites might be more emo. Maybe that's just because I have them, though.
I feel like spider bites is a little bit more of a newer thing. I think snake bites is kind of the...
Snake bites look a little more scary. It's a little more edgy to me.
I'd say this is A or B.
I'll go with A.
Yeah?
I think it's A.
I think it's A. Oh, cartoon monster band tees.
This was a product of its time. I still like to see this merch, though. It's cool.
I feel like this is very 2009.
Mm-hmm. To like 2014, maybe.
Yeah. Like I Set My Friends on Fire era.
Yeah, they crushed that.
Yeah, or like 303 kind of time as well. That's not really popular now, right?
Not as popular.
Much, especially because they were always bright too.
That's what always threw me off. I liked the graphics, but the brightness really threw me off.
I liked the brightness because it felt anti-emo.
Yeah, but that's why it became more seen.
Yeah, the bright stuff. But it really was a product of its time. I don't think it's coming back.
No, not fully, not the way that it was. I would say...
I'd say D or F.
Whoa, that's, I'll go with D.
Let's go with D.
I think it's more sane.
Skinny jeans.
Ooh.
Automatic S tier for me.
Yeah, I think S tier for sure.
I think everyone who has been into this aesthetic has had skinny jeans at least at one point.
I think even people that aren't in this aesthetic like will dabble in the skinny jeans realm occasionally, you know?
I was so excited when skinny jeans became more mainstream, just so normal, I wasn't called an F-slur while walking down the street. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And believe it or not, I've been there. No, skinny jeans are S-tier for sure. I think they're awesome.
Fingerless gloves.
I feel like this is not something that really happens anymore, but that was pretty emo.
It was very, very emo and very big.
I mean, Frank Iero from My Chem, he would like wear that a lot when he was playing the guitar.
And they're always striped and ripped.
Yeah, or you wear like, I think it was like Nightmare Before Christmas ones as well.
I think because, like, I think part of our ranking is like how much is this held up as like the classical image of what you think of.
Yeah.
When you think of emo. I don't think fingerless gloves are emo.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're like...
prominent anymore.
Like part of the brand necessarily.
I could honestly go with like C on this.
I agree. C is what I say. Just right in the middle.
It just doesn't feel like it's like held up enough as well. And I feel like that matters a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really thinking about this.
Anything with Jack Skellington on it?
I could go with like a C on that too.
C.
It's so like mainstream at this point. It's just like, but I mean, yeah, he's like, go to Hot Topic. I mean, Jack Skellington's going to be there 20 times.
C.
So yeah, C.
Gauged ears.
That's a mixed bag.
That is mixed.
That's a little bit seen as well.
Yeah, but there are also people outside of the scene emo.
Yeah.
The emo
scene. I got a little bit of gauged ears going.
Oh, yeah, you do. No, that's gauged. Yeah. That's somewhere in the middle.
I think C is also fair.
I think C.
Yeah, that's fine.
Manic Panic.
Okay, this is like hair dye.
Yeah.
And it's bright.
Every girl that I wanted to date
used.
Had a similar look that I was into.
We all had that phase.
Yeah.
I get it. I got to go with F tier.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, I don't put emo, like the typical emo look with colored hair, really.
Not so much.
Maybe a red streak.
More, I think it is more about black dye than this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just not black
dye. I'd say
F. Yeah, I think F is fair. Someone's got to go there.
A slouchy beanie.
That's scene.
yeah, I know it is. I was super into slouchy beanie though.
No, I vibed with it for sure. It was a move.
I wore it in an interview like a year ago and people were so pissed off at me.
Really? They weren't vibing with it?
No.
They don't get it.
No, they don't get it. I'd say that would be C as well.
Yeah, I think so. C is for cookie.
I think the reason it caught on with the emo culture is because it held your hair in place.
Mm-hmm. So then you'd have perfect bangs.
You'd have perfect hair always.
It'd go like spiking out.
On a windy day, put on your slouchy beanie.
Yeah.
Everything's in place.
I agree. It's a life hack for sure.
Black nail polish.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's standard. That's S tier.
That's S tier.
That's S tier. I mean, I got the black and red one, so I get a little fancy.
Yeah. I think this is definitely S tier. Boxers showing because your shirt's too short.
I'm kind of torn on that.
That's so real.
That is kind of, yeah, it's like, ooh, look, I'm wearing boxers.
I feel like people in this scene now aren't wearing shirts as tight, though.
Mm.
Not quite as tight.
Mine's a little looser.
Right, like, they'll be loose or long. But back in the day, for sure.
Boxers had to be showing a little
not
bit.
Not on purpose, either.
Like, you'd raise your arms and then you'd get a little boxer. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've analyzed
it. You'd raise your arms, there'd be, like, creases in your shirt here, and just be your boxers would just be
out. You'd just be like, yep.
It just happened.
I'm torn on this one. I feel like, I don't know. I could go with D, honestly.
Yeah, I think D. I do think, and if you were to ask me this in 2005, I'd be like, yeah, that's up there.
Yeah, that'd be like an A or a B.
Yeah.
Fair. So D we'll go with.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Johnny, for carrying the emo torch for me so I don't ever have to hold that thing anymore. It's heavy.
It's very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very tiring. I only have it for a couple more years.
You think you're done after that?
Yeah.
What's the next thing? Do you not know?
I'm going to be a cowboy.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
Legit. Are you going to have the hair or are you going
to... No, I'm shaving my head and growing a stash.
Okay.
I want no one to recognize me anymore. Getting the tattoos removed. Yeah.
Nah, you'll have full blackout.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have full blackout tattoos. That's what it is.
But you'll be a cowboy.
Yeah.
With a shaved head and beard.
Yes.
I see it.
Thank you.
You want to therapize me real quick?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Hugely depressed.
Shit, that sucks.
That's good. Wow, that's good.
Why?
Whoa, you just validated me.
Yeah, no, thank I mean, that
you.
Sucks.
You didn't even question me.
No.
You didn't gaslight me.
No, I mean, I can if you'd like. Does that help?
No, I'm good.
You're not depressed.
That's a good therapist.
Yeah, anytime.
See, now I'm going to leave the office. I'm not going to be depressed
anymore.
That'll
be $700.
Sure.
Sick.
My insurance will cover it, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
Never?
Oh.
Just going to make you more depressed by having
awesome.
To pay that.
I'll go make some YouTube videos and put the word emo in the title. I'll make it back quick.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.